Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. A little Texas blues bringing us back. ZZ Top, a little bit of their music. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi. Tom is, folks, you've known Tom for a long time, and you've heard, you know how smart he is. You know what a great resource he's been for us as a member of our Brain Trust. But now, and I don't know if you've known this, but I've always known that he was involved in theater. He's an artsy kind of guy, very creative, and pretty much a Renaissance guy. And so now we find out that what I just said is even more true, because he's written a screenplay. He's producing a film, an hour and 40-minute film called Spin the Plate. But it's also a film that his screenplay is from a novel that his wife wrote. Remind me her name, Tom.
Donna.
Donna. We want to give Donna credit. Donna Anastasi is a screenplay adapted from a novel by Donna Anastasi. And so, okay, Tom, I hope I did pretty good on the credits there.
Yeah, there you go.
Go to spintheplate.com, folks, and you can see more about the movie. And also, here's what I'm kind of excited about for you folks, is if you haven't done it before, you've heard me talk about crowdfunding on the show before, where people who are maybe bands that want to get an album launched and or other people have used crowdfunding to get people to donate money, 5, 10, 25 bucks at a time, to their project. So, Tom, if they go to spintheplate.com, they can go to the Support Us link and donate money through crowdfunding, can't they?
They can, and you get all sorts of cool things. You know, for instance, tickets to the premiere, you get a DVD, you get our poster signed by
the
cast.
Right.
A lot of cool things. And if you happen to be in the New Hampshire or Boston area, then who knows, you might even you get to be on the set, and who knows.
When are you shooting it? When are
you
shooting it? When are you shooting it?
Oh, we're starting mid-March and finishing in the summertime.
Okay. So, all right. Now, tell us what Spin the Plate's all about.
Yeah, you know, this is very cool because it's the lead character is Jo, and she's very different from the normal type of lead character you're going to find in a movie. It's because she is very unlikable, especially at the beginning. She's a child abuse victim, and the way she deals with that is that she hates the world and just is surly and just is a very not nice person. The leading man is Francis, and he sees her inner beauty. He sees the beauty that no one else can see. And it turns out he's got a secret, too, because he is actually a philanthropist, but nobody knows that because he lives the life of poverty.
Ah.
And so the two intersect, and a very unlikely couple find each other as she has a journey that's... it's emotional, it's spiritual, it's legal, it's a very, very nice story that is different from most stories you're going to see.
So it has a moral, would we call this a chick flick?
I would say yes. I mean, many of the awards that it's won has been for instance, women's literature and things like that.
This is awards that that Donna Anastasi's novel has won.
Oh yes, it's won.
This is an award-winning. This is a movie screenplay adapted from an award-winning novel by Donna Anastasi.
Yes.
Okay.
And
what? That sounds like a great story. Why wouldn't anybody,
it is?
I mean, look, I'm ladies, I said chick flick. I didn't want that to sound pejorative. I have a confession to make. I don't like all chick flicks, but I like many of them. And so I think I'd love this show.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. Along you get to see, for instance, we have professional football players, the crazy Italian aunts, several children who she saves, a lot of animals in the movie. It's pretty cool.
I can't wait to get it. So when am I going to be able to have it available to me?
Well, we're going to finish filming this year, and it takes about as long to make a movie as a baby. So it takes about a year to after you finish filming, what we call principal filming to right. actually do all the editing and all that. Sound and things like that.
So, we're talking about, it'll be a year before I can watch this thing?
Yeah, it'll be sometime, I would say, mid to end of 2015.
Right.
Yeah, that's... I mean, and that's with about a year of pre-production, so it takes a long time to make a movie. But you have written several books, so you know there's a lot more to it than people know.
Yeah, and then after it's done, you got to raise it, right, like a kid.
That's right.
So how are you going to release this?
Well, we're still talking about that. We're going to do film festivals. This is definitely
right.
a movie that film festivals are going to
absolutely.
Like.
Absolutely.
And then there's
are you
the
going
DVD.
To Con?
I don't think we're going to go there.
Why not?
A lot of let's think big. Sure, why not?
Let's go to Con. Listen, if you go to Con, you're going to need somebody to help you. I'll go with you and help you.
All right, we like it. It's a plan.
Yeah, and you got to go to what's the other one? What's Robert Redford's Sundance?
Oh, that's a very good one too.
You got to go to Sundance.
And then there's a lot of ways to distribute independent films through iTunes and Netflix and
right.
places like
but
that.
But I think you need to go big with this. I think you need to license this thing to like a big production house or something, a big distribution house or something.
You know, that would be great. I mean, but you know,
I actually know somebody like that, Tom.
Ooh, that'll be great.
So let's talk. Let's talk about
it. All right, do it.
Might be make a kind of congratulations. The movie is called Spinning. Say it again, Tom. Spinning the Plate.
Spin the Plate.
SpinThePlate.com. Check out the website. Send them $5, $10. You can do it on your PayPal and donate to this worthy cause. I promise you, you'll be proud of yourself, and I will be proud of you. Hey, Tom, congratulations. Say congratulations to Donna.
I sure will. Thank you.
Thanks. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.